Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. This is going to be an ongoing series. We're going to be teaching about, is it okay for a Christian to sin? This is a teaching we've done, so we're going to just do parts of it each day. If you would like it in its entirety, at the end of this, you'll be able to get a phone number and an address where you can call and get it in its entirety. We send them free and postpaid. So praise the Lord Jesus as you listen today. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. There was no running water in the house. I mean, I didn't drink 2 or 3 cups of hot tea at night before I went to bed. Because I knew if I got up and it was cold, I had to walk 100 yards to the two-holer outside. And you didn't go out there unless you had to. Some of y'all might have lived in that yourself. Some of you may have been there. So when I got a home, I don't care if it's just a one bedroom, I got a house with a bathroom in it, and I got hot and cold running water, baby, I'm happy. You know, I ain't got to have gold doorknobs. I am happy. I can be blessed. I can lay there and thank God for this beautiful bed I woke up in this morning, that I'm healthy. And my wife was laying there beside me, sound asleep. I thought, Lord, she's healthy, I'm healthy. Lord, we couldn't want no more than this. We couldn't want no more than this. And some people wake up grumbling, oh my gosh, why don't you work harder so I can have a nicer car like so-and-so down the street? You know, instead of grumbling, you ought to be thankful for what you have. Because the time may be coming when where you live right now is going to be non-existent. I hope it doesn't. But all this is going to happen, if it happens, because of sin of the church, not the world, the sin of the church. Philippians 4, let's see what the Lord tells us we are supposed to do. These are just some of the things. Philippians 4:4, which is a favorite verse for lots of people. Rejoice in the Lord. And again I say rejoice. Did you get up this morning rejoicing, praising God? Praise the Lord. You're doing the right thing. It's easy to rejoice. Especially it's easy to rejoice if you have a job and you're making enough money to pay your bills and support you and your wife and your children and do it well. And some of you in here have those kind of jobs. And I'm grateful God's blessed you like that. But some of you don't. Some of you come up to me and say, I've got to have money to pay my rent this week. I'm not going to make it. You know, I hadn't had anything to eat in 3 days, 4 days. I know some of y'all don't know these people, but I do. I know some of these people, and these people, I give them money, and I help them. And now I fully understand what the Lord says. It is much better to be able to give than to receive. I don't want to be on the receiving end of that part. I want to be on the end that's been grossly blessed so I can give to them that have need. But the Lord says, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice always. Then he says, be anxious or be careful for nothing in verse 6. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. In other words, your supplication or your humble request to God. How many of us do things and don't do what the king just said right there? How many of us get up in the morning, we go do our thing, we don't ask God how we're supposed to do things today, we don't inquire of him, we don't read his word, we don't talk to him, we just go do what we want to do. Something happens to us, we get sick, we don't even, as Christians, we don't even go to God and ask him for healing. We don't even know enough about the word to know he's a healer. Some of us are like I used to be as a Christian in church, even a Baptist Sunday school teacher and a deacon. I really never thought at first, even when I first became a deacon, I never thought about praying over everything. If I had a problem, stop and pray. I mean, give me a break. If you've never seen God do anything or never seen him answer a prayer, why would you stop and ask him for anything? If even the preachers didn't do that, you go out to eat. You and your wife goes out to eat with the pastor. And you sit down around the meal. And even the pastor don't even say grace. You just all dig in and start eating. I mean, if he's like that, then why should I say grace over my meal? You know, he's supposed to be the spiritual leader, right? Is that right? But some of them are not. But what's the word say do? Everything by what? By prayer. Does that mean when you sit down to eat something, Miss Bobby, you should pray over it? Absolutely. And some people say I go a little overboard, you know. But whenever I eat something and I pray over it, and then when I go to get a second course, I pray over it too. Or they bring me a glass of water, I pray over the glass of water. Then they bring me a glass of tea, I pray over the glass of water, glass of tea. Then when they bring me a refill of my tea, I pray over it too, because I didn't bless that. That was back there somewhere. It's just like this water right here. I know some of y'all don't bless your water. So I pray over this water and bless it all in the mornings so it'll be blessed to your body, whether you bless it or not. Well, I know some of you just like I was. Some of you run up here and get a bottle of water. You never say thank you, Lord, for that water. And it's free. And you don't even thank Him for it. The day may come that you'll be glad and you'll be very grateful to get water out of a ditch to drink it. You wouldn't drink it at all. I was reading in the scriptures the other night because of the sin of Israel. The women were discussing whose child they were going to eat first. Katie, you can't think about that, can you? You ain't never been that hungry, have you, girl? And you don't never want to get that hungry, do you? No. Can you imagine people getting so hungry that they would even think about killing one of their children to eat that child? Cheryl, you can't even think. You can't even go there, can you, girl? No, we ain't never had a hungry day. I mean, we've had a few days when we fasted and prayed and we know what it is to be a little bit hungry, but we ain't never been that hungry, have we, Ty? Not even close. But that day may come. I hope not. But it's only going to be turned away if the church does what the King's told us to do. This book is His owner's manual for you and me. We know that, don't we, Shelley? He wrote this book for you and me, didn't he, girl? And He expects you and me to honor it, doesn't He? Yes, He does. He don't respect your persons. He don't care where you are. He don't care if you're male, female, rich or poor, or in between. Makes no difference with God. He holds every one of us accountable to this book. So He tells us that we're to rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice. Unfortunately, you know, that sometimes it may cause devastating things depending on where you go. Because if you're a guy like I was and I rejoiced in the Lord, walked into my workplace, my hands raised in the morning, praising the King. Prayed over people. Cancer happened. Got healed. People got healed. People got saved. Miracles happened. All kinds of things. I mean, I prayed over every job I did. I mean, it became a routine thing. Can you imagine a place where you work, the guys that are around you say, oh, miracles are normal here. Why is the whole world, why is the whole church not living right there? Because we're not doing these things God told us to do. I mean, if He does those kind of things for me in the workplace, when I wasn't even a pastor, I was just an engineer working. If He answered my prayers and done all these things and healed all these people, done all these wonderful things, if He'd do it for me, will He do it for you? Of course He will. But you're going to have to do the same thing I did. And this is what He says. Rejoice in the Lord always. You walk in the morning praising the King. Somebody says, good grief, I still walk in my hand raised saying, praise God this morning. They think I was a nut. Good. Praise the Lord. That's the beginning of not being afraid of man. I don't know about you, but I am not afraid of man. But I am certainly afraid of the King. I mean, I like living. I like being well. And do you know all He'd have to do is just withdraw His protective covering and the devils would get me? I don't want the devil to turn loose on me. It don't pay good dividends, does it? Not at all. But look what He said do after He says rejoice. And be careful for nothing. Let your requests, everything. Do everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let all your requests be made known unto God. And then look what He says in verse 8. Finally, brethren. Finally, after He's told you all these other things in those verses. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. Now He's telling you what to think on, meditate on, look upon, talk about. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, and whatsoever things are of good report, and if there be any virtue, that means moral excellence is what virtue means. Moral excellence. Clean and pure. Ethically, physically, spiritually. And if there be any praise, think on these things. You know, to do that, you got to turn off the secular television. You got to turn off the secular radio. You got to stop reading the newspaper. You got to stop reading magazines. You got to stop looking at the Sears catalog. Isn't that amazing? You just about got to turn off the world today. The world is wicked. People in the church have got a real chore ahead of them. We are so far from what the church was when I was a young man. When I was a young man, I was raised up in a little country town of Goldsway, Texas, which has drastically changed, I will have to say, in these last 50 or 60 years. But in that little tiny town of Goldsway, there was about, I don't know, 20, I forget now, 22, 25 people graduated in my high school class. Not a very big class, but it wasn't a very big town. But there was not one single one of those people in that class had but one set of parents. We thought that was standard. You know, one mother, one father, one set of children, and that's the way it was. But out here at Northwest, the first year Tim went to Northwest, he came home at the end of the first year or in the middle of the first year or something, he said, "Dad, is there something wrong with us?" I said, "What do you mean?" He says, "Dad, nearly everybody in school has two, three, or four sets of parents." Praise the Lord. We'll have to stop right there today with the teaching, but we'll continue tomorrow. So we invite you to give us a call if you'd like this teaching in its entirety, free and postpaid. We send out everything free and postpaid. Give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. And there go to free media, and you can fill out an order form, and you can order anything you like there, free and postpaid. We'll send it to you. And remember, Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the only Lord and only God. So whatever you do, serve Jesus, the King. Praise the Lord.